The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Thursday morning, 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here where we are. And I see you're still here. It's the day after. Yeah. All right. The day after what? The day after, and here we're going to get into a little discussion this morning about it because it becomes necessary because people are going, phew, that was close. And other people are going, see, I told you it wasn't any big deal. So depending on which end of the spectrum you were on mentally, some of you did actually stick your phones in the microwave while others went, nah, this is just going to be a regular EBS test. And it was. Even the station general manager that put that post up that we're all quite aware of, you know, like I said before, when we first started talking about this, I've been in radio since 1968, started when I was 14 in college FM. And I was just one of those fortunate people that managed to get a shift at a local radio station. And that's where the bug got me to get into radio in the first place. And of course, you know, people go, well, but radio doesn't really pay. And people who work in radio all their lives end up leaving and selling insurance. Don't ask me why. But anyway, so, you know, they move on to be either bigger and better things in the media or, you know, end up owning a radio station. So one of those things, you know, the thing is about radio, though, everybody that's been in the business understands what an emergency broadcast system test is. The stations are required to have these little EAS receivers. They have to have them. It's the law. And as part of being a licensed station, you have to be able to warn listeners. So when these things happen, and they do from time to time, and I'm talking about the EBS tests, they used to happen more frequently than not. But of late, the irony of it is that we didn't have any major weather issues going on in the country yesterday. So apparently there were people, I had some electrical work done in my house yesterday, and the electricians had earbuds in their ears, and it went right into their earbuds, and they still wired the house. I did some rewiring here. So anyway, aside from that, you know, they're still alive. My son texted me and said, yeah, I'm still here. I went, well, of course you are. I had my phone on, and I didn't even get it. It's probably because I had my alerts turned off, because I was sick and tired of getting Amber Alerts and stuff I have no control over. Yeah, it's nice to know that somebody's been kidnapped and stuff, but like, well, what am I going to do about it? I'm not on the road. You know, I'm busy doing prep for something, for this show, for the upcoming November 4th and 5th workshop for foreclosures and chain of title assessments and whatnot in Dallas. We have people coming from both coasts and from in the hinterland. So believe it or not, I mean, we're getting some response here from people that really want to be in the know about how to fight their foreclosure more successfully than not. Some people are just waiting for a plan B. And you see, when it comes to plan B, and this is what I wanted to talk about these EBS tests for, you have the people out there on one side of the coin that are out on one end of the spectrum that pretty much say, okay, I'm not a tinfoil hat. This is what the science says. Okay, I'll give you that. That's why we had Jeff Prather on yesterday, jeffreyprather.com. That's why we had him on. We had other people on that talk about the nefarious behaviors of government. And I'm not going to mention names because every time I do, I get feedback. And not so nice sometimes. But, you know, it's okay. You have a right to speak your mind. And that's why we live in a free country, at least for the moment. They keep taking more of our rights away, and we keep letting them, and I don't get it. But see, this boy who cried wolf scenario, my lovely wife and I were talking about that this morning over coffee. And it's like, look, you know, you can cry wolf so many times and then people stop believing you. And then when it really happens, it's like, oh, no, it really happened. The sky is falling. So, you know, you can play Chicken Little all you want. You play chicken with the government, which is what we're all doing right now, because we don't know what our government is up to. Hell, I think half the time most of our government doesn't even know what it's up to. We have a lot of career politicians in there. Some have had jobs prior to entering politics. Some were truck drivers. Some operated restaurants. Some were like Joe the plumber. And now they're serving in Congress. But a majority of these people are lawyers and career politicians. And they're totally out of touch with what is going on in the hinterland. They don't care about what we the people want. They care about preserving their own infrastructure. And this is a problem. And the ZBS tests are just one of those regulations that radio stations, in order to be on the air, have to follow. So the bottom line on this one, this discussion would be, why would the government go out and do something so nefarious, like what happened in Maui, when it could get China to do its dirty work for it, like COVID? We could get Big Pharma to do its dirty work for it. Why would they go out and launch something like this? Well, better safe than sorry. Okay, I get that part. And see, if we didn't bring up this discussion, so we get rid of this cognitive dissonance and we start analyzing the truth and what's going on here. If I didn't bring it up and something nefarious did happen, you'd be pointing fingers at me. You should have warned us. Well, if I knew that that was the case, then yeah, I would warn you. So what we did was we put all the cards out on the table and asked you to pick a card. So you did yesterday and everybody survived, right? All right. This discussion, by the way, is brought to you by the good folks at the Power Mall, which, by the way, opens up in less than 1 hour. I get 20% off all of my books, which if you are or you know somebody who is in trouble financially, the time to be buying my books is not when your pants are down around your ankles and you're bent over and there's the bank with the big one coming after you. And I'm talking about foreclosures. You know, that is not the time to be looking and doing research, because then you're under pressure and your mind is all cluttered with emotion. And it's very hard to suck up knowledge when your mind is all cluttered with emotion, right? You're stressed. And it's very difficult because you're trying to understand stuff and you're so confused because the stress levels are huge and your health starts to fail. And when you're in foreclosure, and trust me, I have been through this, your whole personality changes. Once you get that notice in the mail, everything changes. You put on a whole different persona. You become defensive. You get emotional. You snap at your family. Oh, yeah, seen it. You get critical and cynical of everything. You hate everyone and everybody, including yourself. You're constantly kicking yourself like a can down the road because you let it happen. Why did I do this? What can I do to fix this? I'm in this mess. And see, a lot of you are in denial. That happened too. All I got to do is talk about the COVID jab and how many people are in denial now. Well, my loved one didn't die of the jab. They had pre-existing conditions. See, I mean, you got to refuse to be in denial. You have to accept some sort of responsibility for your behavior. And that's, we have a lot of Americans out there that just don't care. They're irresponsible. I mean, look at our younger generation and what they're doing right now. After getting a libtard education, now they're out in the street or they're crashing into some theater and gluing themselves to the set and stopping Les Miserables from happening. Well, they're all miserable. That's why they're doing it. They don't know why they're doing it. They're just doing it because somebody told them to. You see how these schools of higher learning, institutions of higher learning, are confusing our kids and making them do stupid stuff? Wow, that's pretty scary. It's pretty scary too when Congress people go and pull fire alarms. Yeah. Well, I've got 20% off my books this week for those of you who want to be in the know, from cleaning up your credit to dealing with foreclosures and consumer issues, getting those nasty debt collection letters when you know darn well you didn't owe it. Oh, those are the ones I love to go after. We actually, in the book on the, credit restoration primer and the FDCPA, that book especially, we talk about a guy in Dallas, I'm going to be politically correct here and say an African-American fellow. He got so good with this, he would actually bait the bill collectors on the phone and make them tape record them and make them screw up, breaking all these laws under the Debt Collection Acts, and then he'd take them to court and clean their clocks and make money off them. You talk about an activist. I mean, he would bait the bill collector and ask him questions, and they would just unload on him. He'd get the bill collector so upset, and then he'd go, gotcha! Then he'd take him to court. That was funny. We have 10% off OptiVita products this week as well. And, of course, that's why we had Frank Davis on yesterday. Free shipping on orders over $200 at the Power Mall this week. Gotta love that. Dropship products, of course, are not eligible for free shipping. That because they're coming from another source, not from the Power Mall. All right. Those of you with prayer requests, all you got to do is just go to thepowerhour.com, click the community tab, and there's a little place there. Submit your prayer request, and that's what you do. And we pray about it. We're good at that. That's what we do. All about solutions here. Take it up to God in prayer. That's right. Of course, those of you who are not hearing the Power Hour on your local station and have access to AM and FM, which if you don't have shortwave because we're not there, your AM and FM station would be the next best thing. Give the program director of your local station a call and encourage them to reach out to us and carry the program. If you go to thepowermall.com or thepowerhour.com and click the newsletter tab or the community forum tab, the community tab has the forum on that. And you can participate. You can get our newsletters. They're free. And if you like making donations, well, we use those to stay on the air. And we've had some listeners ask about how their donations are being used. So, you know, we're not in shortwave now. I understand that. But we have operating expenses that come with airing the radio show. I told you this a long time ago that I did not realize when I took on this assignment how expensive it is to have a nationally syndicated radio show. So your donations are appreciated. You can go to thepowerhour.com, click the Support Us tab. You can snail mail us at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814, or call Jay when the Power Mall opens at 877-817-9829 and donate that way. It helps, too, when you buy stuff from the Power Mall. That keeps us going as well. Richard Vague has a new book out. He's going to be joining us talking about the paradox of debt, a new path to prosperity without crisis. Wayne Elliott from Strauss joins us at the bottom of next hour, talking about the supplements with flu season just around the corner. I was like that. Let's not use that as a scare tactic, okay? If you do anything, understand what informed consent is. Oh, I got to go get my flu shot. No, you don't. You need to stay healthy. That's how you avoid getting the flu. You wash your hands, Roger. You do all those things. You just, it's your methodology. It's how you live your life. If you touch something that's unsanitary, you wash your hands. You blow your nose, you wash your hands. You've been messing with raw chicken before you cook, you wash your hands. This is how you stay healthy. All right? That's just one way, hand washing. So, you know, This is just crazy, going and getting a flu shot. What do you think's in that flu shot now? I mean, they're trying to put mRNA in our food. What makes you think they're not putting it? Oh, there you go, crying wolf again. You don't know. That's the whole point. You don't know. We had all of this COVID-19 non-disclosure junk fly and hit us in the face. Not the bird of paradise flying up your nose. No. Nope. They did not tell you what they were doing. They got Big Pharma to do it, because we got to reduce the population because the elitists don't want that many people here. You know, that's the talk. But then you start seeing the results and you start thinking, huh, our government looks like the work of chaos, chief. Yeah, sorry about that. Wrong shoe. In today's top five news stories, the divided Republicans, I love the way the news brings this out. The whole house is divided, for crying out loud, and the house divided against itself cannot stand. This is why our Congress is messed up. I would use the other word, like Matt Gaetz did talking to reporters yesterday. He said, we can't even pass an effing budget. He actually dropped the F-bomb talking to reporters yesterday and then apologized for having to use it. But you could tell Matt Gaetz was so perturbed. It's just like, wow, way to go, Matt. I said, just for that, I should call and have you on the show. You're not afraid to speak your mind. See, trying to find a politician to actually come out and tell you the truth. And, you know, they make fun of people who do that. It's like, you're not toeing the line. Yeah, we run things different here in Congress. Yeah, just watch The Distinguished Gentleman with Eddie Murphy, and you can figure that out. Cast your vote for Jeff Johnson. Jeff Johnson, that name you know. Yeah, you try that. Yeah, crazy. But I got to tell you these things. Yeah. If you haven't seen the movie, you need to go watch it. The Distinguished Gentleman with Eddie Murphy. You will get a charge out of it, but then you start looking and going, that really does happen. So these divided Republicans are trying to elect a House Speaker. And of course, everybody's lining up. Steve Scalise, who's got health issues. He wants to do it. He's the House Majority Leader. Rep Jim Jordan. Would he make a good speaker from Ohio? He seems to be ruffling more feathers than most. Would he be good for that next House Speaker? We got rid of Kevin McCarthy and put in another Mick. Yeah. And of course, you know, we got some backstory about Nancy Pelosi being evicted from her private office by acting House Speaker Patrick McHenry. Yeah. Republican from North Carolina ordering Democrats who recently left leadership positions to vacate their office. But apparently what was going on with Pelosi being booted, apparently that thought process came from Kevin McCarthy. He wanted her out. The truth is starting to come out. Who is really behind the scenes on Pelosi getting locked out of her office? I couldn't even get all my personal belongings out. Oh, don't worry. They'll box them up for you. And who's going to occupy that house? Kevin McCarthy. Boy, career. Well, William said on Man of the Year, politicians are like diapers. They need to be changed often and for the same reason. Carrie Lake, by the way, has filed Federal Election Commission paperwork to run for U.S. Senate in Arizona. Now she's in a three-way contest for the seat of Kyrsten Sinema, who became an independent. Interesting. Trump, of course, indicated on social media he would attend his New York civil trial, continue to attend, recapping all the days that he's been there. People are starting to see what a great company I built through the trial, started by the racist attorney general of New York State, Letitia Peekaboo James. It was all supposed to be private, but in many ways it is exposing great success. Incredible assets, lots of cash, and it only gets better, he wrote. However, he said the case would only drive businesses away from New York, describing the ordeal thus far as a heartache. A partial ruling last week already stripped the former president of his business certificates, and he may yet lose his flagship properties like Trump Tower. You know what, Donald? It's okay. We understand. Cash in and get out. See, if you're not New York State, then people like Letitia Peekaboo James can't attack you. Now, what would happen? I mean, AOC already drove out, you know, businesses in her district. What would happen if everybody left New York? All the businesses just moved out. What would these people do, especially all these people that are illegal immigrants that are taking up space in our country that Senator Biden wants to all make registered voters? Gotta love that, huh? 19 minutes after the hour is 7 a.m., reviewing our news here. Remember the COVID test kits that the Chinese used to extract our DNA? Well, guess what? Millions of them are made in China, and they're headed for American homes right now with a made in China label. This is the fifth of its kind program, allowing each U.S. household to order up to 4 free test kits. Oh, they're free. They're free, honey. Can we go into these free test kits and shove it up our Kruger form plate? Can we do that? We'll send it right back to China where they can catalog our DNA and figure out a way to kill us. Wouldn't that be fun? Let's do that. You know, let's follow just with the mainstream horde, just like on the Poseidon Adventure. Let's do that. Let's go to the sinking end of the ship. Why don't we do that? makes a whole lot of sense, doesn't it? You got to stop sticking stuff up your nose. You know, people used to tell you not to put your finger up your nose. You might give yourself a nosebleed. But I've got a giant booger up there. A rhinolith is what they call it in modern medicine. Rhinolith, which means nose stone. Didn't know if you knew that or not. We learned that in anatomy class. Some people call it digging for gold. What are you doing? Prospecting again? Wow. Why would you stick something up your nose? Believe it or not, so many people are still doing it. And it's all being done with your tax dollars. $600 million. $600 million has been sent to 12 domestic COVID-19 test manufacturers to produce 200 million tests to replenish government stockpiles. In addition to meeting the demands from orders on COVIDtest.gov, people can't even stop ordering these things. Oh, I've got to find out whether I've got COVID or not. Wow. How many people we have in this country that are still dumbed down, that haven't woke up yet? But why 200 million? Well, because you have to divide that figure by four. So you end up with 50 million families that can get up to four test kits so everybody can shove one up their nose. Yeah. That's about as believable as Lorraine Newman on Saturday Night Live with Dan Aykroyd doing the Bass-O-Matic commercial. Ooh, great bass. Yeah, right. You're going to blend up a fish and drink that? Okay. How many people? Yeah, really? You got to love the stupidity of some people in America. I'm sorry, but they toe the line like sheep. That's why they have the term sheeple out there. El Salvador's 2024 presidential race, by the way, Nayib Bukele is enjoying an overwhelming lead. Gotta love it. He's on the right side of things, I guess, from what 6 million Salvadoran voters. Can't all be wrong, right? Top British University's Arab and Islamic Studies School, yes, they have one there because they're multiculturalized, offers a degree in magic and occult science. Wow, if you're J.K. Rowling or Karen Marie Moaning, you gotta love that. It's good for book sales. The Institute of Arab and Islamic Studies at the University of Exeter promises decolonization, feminism, and anti-racism in its new master's degree in magic and occult science, the first of its kind in the UK. Yeah. Master of Arts in Magic and Occult Science. What are you going to do? Walk around with a wand going, Aloha Mora, you know. Yeah, I majored in Harry Potter. Harry Potter, you see what I've become? There's no such thing as magic. I got to poke
at these things. They're begging for me to poke at them. Just give me an excuse, right?
Oh, my God, you Harry Potter fans are going, I got to go there. Yes, I can learn herbology. Right, Hermione? Yeah. All right. Australia, by the way, is cracking down on significant abuse and misuse of their visa system. Gee, I guess they're looking into this integrity in immigration. We're helping to protect vulnerable communities from exploitation, making our visa system fairer for everyone, according to the Australian Minister for Immigration, Citizenship, and Multicultural Affairs, Andrew Giles. Multicultural affairs. Understand that that's all by design. And with Australia, Mr. Giles, I don't know what's going on through your head, but multiculturalism will destroy your country because everybody and their brother brings their political views there and says, why don't we do this like they did in the old country? And they turn your country into the very country that they just left, especially all those people from Venezuela. They just left what? Maduro and socialism. And now they want to turn, they'll want, you watch, in time, they'll want to turn our country into the same state of affairs of the country they just left. But they're all there because they want to seek asylum and escape from what they just left. You know, I think we need to do a little education. So if you happen to run, if you speak Spanish and run into a Venezuelan on the street, how about engaging in a little conversation rather than ignoring them? George Freund, by the way, sent me an article yesterday on, from the RAND Corporation, understanding the risk of escalation in the war in Ukraine. And basically, the article kind of goes after Putin in many ways. But you have to understand, when you start doing research on the RAND Corporation, derived from the phrase research and development,
This is a nonpartisan American nonprofit global policy think tank. Aha. And most of these think tanks and research institutes and public sector consulting firms, which the RAND Corporation is, they engage in research and development across multiple fields and industries, which means potential warmongers, defense contractors, are behind the scenes, because this is largely financed by the U.S. government, private endowments, corporations, universities, you know, the libtard institutions, charitable organizations, all those NGOs out there, U.S. state and local governments, private individuals, the elitist international organizations. You know, that's what's driving it. They all lack objectivity because of its outcomes are politically based to favor elitism. Now, I just read what they're saying. And then you'll understand that they are anti-Putin, claiming he shot himself in the foot, didn't anticipate certain things. You know, Putin just wants Ukraine back in the fold. He doesn't like what's going on in Kyiv. He knows what's going on in Kyiv. He knows what Zelensky is doing. He knows. And he wants him out. He wants him gone. And, you know, when you hear Dr. Lee Merritt talking about Putin, and the guy is not a bad guy. We're just, the media is treating him like a bad guy because we have to have an adversary to go fight. See, that's all part of this little thing with Ukraine. We have to have an adversary. We constantly have to be embroiled in some sort of conflict somewhere because our politicians wouldn't be happy otherwise. Because we have to be able to give away tax dollars for something. How about our own infrastructure, guys and ladies? Don't want to discount them. All these women in the Senate, squad members who want to see our country torn apart. Oh, no, we don't. Yes, you do. Want to have an argument? Call the show. I'd love to have an argument with one of you libtards. I really would. Paris is dealing with a massive bed bug outbreak. The pests have even infested trains and buses. No one will be safe, said the deputy mayor of Paris. They're battling a bed bug infestation 9 months before the Olympics starts. Oh, yeah. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Yep. Wow. They're in hotels, movie theaters, Charles de Gaulle Airport. I mean, they're everywhere. Okay, we'll see what happens. Really, just hold your nose while we fumigate. South Africa has culled over 7 million chickens to thwart bird flu. Wow. Now that has threatened to create a shortage of eggs and meat for consumers. Well, sorry, it's back to eating grains again. Some grocery stores in Johannesburg were limiting the number of eggs customers were allowed to buy this week. In some cases, one carton of 6 eggs, believe it or not. 2.5 million chickens so far have been culled. Wow. Another 5 million already just now made the news, right? Well, speaking of news, we'll have more of that after these important words here from the Power Hour. Get into U.S. news here. We'll be back in just a few shakes. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us. In U.S. news, politics, and government, the Department of Education has announced the discharge of an additional $9 billion in student debt. Of course, amid strong Republican opposition to the Biden administration's reckless relief plans, this move wipes out the loans of about 125,000 more Americans. It would take the total discharge by the Biden administration to $127 billion for nearly 3.6 million Americans. And you call this student debt relief, right? Well, they're claiming that the student loan system is broken.
But you see, the thing is that somebody loaned them the money, and by you turning around and forgiving the debt, you just put a whole lot of, well, wait a minute now, were these securitized trusts that they forgave the debt for? Had they already made all their money off of selling these loans? Remember, on Wall Street, a $500,000 loan on Wall Street securitized can make up to $7 million for all the players because they're constantly buying, selling, trading. There are 20,000 student loan trusts on Wall Street, just like the RMBSs, the residential mortgage-backed securities. There's 20,000, over 20,000 student loan trusts. I don't know if you know that. Your student loan debt's been securitized. How much of that did they securitize? How much of that debt that was discharged was securitized debt? How many investors got hurt by it? Maybe not. Maybe there wasn't anything. Maybe they went into... Here's a little research. You want to do some research? Here's two entities that people don't talk about in the mortgage foreclosure business that people need to know about. The DTCC, this Depository Trust Corporation Commission. Yeah. And the Seed and Company. That's C as in Charlie, E as in Edward, D as in David, E as in Edward. Seed and Company. Between these two entities, they track every single financial transaction made in the world, mostly in America. Seed and Company tracks all the mortgage loans. So does the DTCC. Everywhere they go, everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to follow. Yeah, every single loan made ends up in this entity and their computer system. Nobody's ever going after them or doing any research, so I'm just now giving you something to do. Seed and Company. I've heard stories about Seed and Company being sued by homeowners, and all of a sudden the homeowner's loan went away. Huh, wonder how that works. Just a rumor. Thomas Massey, by the way, on Mark Levin's show, reacted to the ouster of McCarthy as House Speaker by stating that those who voted for the ouster didn't back him up when he pushed against much bigger spending in the CARES Act because they didn't want the president screaming at them, even though that was Pelosi's bill. Massey said, "We just shot ourselves in the foot by booting McCarthy." Well, Mr. Massey, I'm sorry, but if he didn't keep his promises, you knew the Freedom Caucus and others that are backing that entity. You see how the tit for tat works? And I don't know what it says about Mark Levin. You know, a lot of you like him. It's okay. You know, he's Fox. That's why he's on Fox. Just remember what we're dealing with Fox. Okay? See, this is the politician. This is the career politicians right now. This is them talking. This is why we have such a mess in D.C., because they don't care. They care about themselves and their own political future. They don't care about you and me. If they did, we would have some serious budget cutting. We would have a better economy. We would stop jacking with the interest rates. We would get rid of the Fed. I mean, there's a lot of things we would do different. We wouldn't have this. We'd all be spending money, and that's backed by gold and silver. And now Dorcas Mayorkas wants to build a few miles of border wall. How convenient is that? Why does he want to do it? Well, he says he's going to build several more miles of Trump's border wall to divert migrants away from several gaps that he has left open since 2021. Well, we've had enough of these gotaways. Now it's time that we put more miles of wall up so we can divert migrants to our checkpoints so they can be properly processed. And yeah. The video of the construction of that border wall will be used by Democrats during the 2024 elections to show Americans, see, we're doing something. We're stopping the border crisis. Yeah, no, we're not. We've multiculturalized our country to the point of ruin. Yeah. Yeah, this is what's going on. And Biden has approved it. Yeah, he's approved the new sections of the border wall as Mexico's crossings rise. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. All these people with fentanyl in their possession, and they're being poisoned. And well, half the time, you know, who are they going after? Is this all part of depopulation?
flushing fentanyl into the system to see how many dumb people we have out there that want to buy into this garbage? Oh, look, Skittles. Yeah. And they're laced with fentanyl. And it's killing our kids. It's killing druggies. Well, I don't know. Some of you out there are thinking, you know, that we need to just get rid of the drug users. They're worthless. Worthless pieces of you know what. And they're just putting a drain on our society. They're making up a lot of our homeless. Maybe we should get rid of the homeless camps. Homeless people don't deserve. No, homeless people, actually, they're Americans. And unfortunately, the problem is that they're misguided. Nobody wants to really help them. They just let them do what they do, occupying territory within blue state cities. Setting up camps, shooting up dope. Right in front of our kids. Great example. And our politicians, what do? Just let it go on. Eventually, though, OD, don't worry. We'll get rid of them one way or another. We don't need them. They look at them as useful tools for their campaigns. Oh, my. So now, more than 75,000 workers at Kaiser Permanente went on strike yesterday morning. At hospitals and other offices in several states after the labor union and company, that's Kaiser Permanente, failed to come up with an agreement. The coalition of these unions represent about 85,000 of the health system's employees nationally. 3 days they're going on strike in California, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington, and for 1 day in Virginia and D.C. What are they doing? Sending a message. And see, these places wanted all of these hospital workers to get the jab. And a lot of hospital workers are going, I'm having adverse reactions. And you told me I had to get it to keep my job. Well, you were one of those people that when offered jab or job, when offered the option, you took the jab. I don't want to leave my job. I like my job. So I guess I'll roll up my sleeve. Yeah. Well, that's on you. Like so many thousands of workers who walked off the job and said, no, we're not doing this. We know better. Yeah, that's what you get. And now we have a strike going on. And, you know, it's one of those things that just happens in America when people start to revolt. They want better pay, you know, all the typical union stuff. And who suffers? We the people. Okay. We move on. Bud Light's loss of market share is a permanent shift in favor of rivals, according to the Molson Coors CEO. It's a boycott-driven loss of market share. See, when you go woke, you go broke. And I'll tell you what, if Coors Light and Miller Light and Molson, if they all did this garbage with Dylan Mulvaney, they would have been the target. So you guys better fly right if you want the beer-buying audience to stay in your back pocket. And see, they don't realize, well, Bud Light I'm sure does now, because obviously after the transgender influencer got on the can, the people who were responsible for that all of a sudden didn't have a job. They took administrative leave. Administrative leave. This is like Bill Murray at the ball washer in Caddyshack. I'm sorry, he was unavoidably detained. Yeah. Craziness. And this is what you get. Go woke, go broke, right? In the health category, the U.S. cell phone radiation tests are rigged, ignoring long-term health effects, according to an expert. Deborah Davis, a cancer epidemiologist who holds a doctorate in science studies and a master's in public health and epidemiology. Oh, Hal Turner's at it again. News just flashed across there. NATO is preparing for a nuclear strike. Okay. Thanks, Hal, for that. Where's that Lions and Tigers and Bears clip? Yeah, when you need it. Yeah. Of course, now the cell phone radiation test we were talking about now, particularly the effects on sperm and lower testosterone counts, among others. Yeah. Well, you know, we all had our cell phone. And see, the question came up in discussion this morning while I'm finishing the rest of my coffee, by the way. Between my lovely wife and myself, exactly what the cell phones, where they're coming into play here. I mean, we're talking about France's recent ban on the sales of this little number right here, the iPhone 12. due to radiation concerns. That's why I keep it very far away. So, you know, when I'm in the vehicle, I've got it queued up. It shows up on my navigation, all that other good stuff. And I can use hands-free, and I put the phone on the other side of the car. I keep it far away because I'm aware of it. I know they put out a whole gob of EMF. So chronic long-term effects, and nobody's talking. Except the experts are saying they're ignoring these things. They're trying to make it look like everybody should have a cell phone. Because we need a way to inform the people via EBS tests that we can scare half of them into putting on their tinfoil hats and sticking their cell phones in the microwave. Okay, I get it. It's all right. You're still here. You're still listening. You're still rationalizing. Okay, why did I do that yesterday? Why did I put my cell phone in the microwave? Why did I wrap it in foil? Why did I put it in a Faraday bag? I tell you what, I did not use my Faraday bag, okay? I didn't use it. I left it out. I waited. People in the house got the that were working here yesterday, they got the text in their earbuds. They got the EBS test. That's it. I didn't get it. My lovely wife didn't get it. So, you know, probably because we had our alerts turned off. So many of you probably went into airplane mode. Well, whatever. It's okay. You know, we all still survived. And of course, the radio station general managers and people that listen to the show all said the same thing. This is just a test. But then you get the people on the other side that are talking about the science. The science is real. I'm sure it is. It just hasn't been used on us yet. Really? Oh, maybe it has. We don't know. The Boy Who Cried Wolf was an Aesop's fable. So we're discovering here. You probably already knew that. But you know the story because you cry wolf enough and nobody believes you. And then, okay. Then when it happens, well, they told us, but we didn't believe them. Always a fable in it, right? 6 health benefits of apple cider vinegar. Believe it or not, we got them right here at the Power Hour. High in helpful substances. Acetic acid is vinegar's primary active compound, giving it its strong sour smell and flavor. Cider vinegars are 5 to 6% acetic acid, which can help kill harmful bacteria, pathogens, some strains of bacteria. People have traditionally used it for cleaning and disinfecting, for treating nail fungus, lice, warts, and ear infections. It can help lower blood sugar levels and manage diabetes, especially type 2, caused by insulin resistance. It could aid in weight loss. Oh, we got to go take Ozempic and Wegovy. Now all of a sudden we're having issues. Gee, I wonder if they put mRNA in that stuff. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? It could improve heart health. Of course, you know, we're going to have Wayne Elliott on the show later, and this is the stuff that he has right here. I'm holding it up for those of you who can see my Strauss heart drops. And of course, it can boost skin health as well. They use it for common remedy for skin conditions like dry skin, eczema, and even sunburn. And did you know that drinking dark tea daily can help balance blood sugar levels and stave off type 2 diabetes? Yeah. By the way, for those of you, I know what quite a while back we were talking about space junk. The U.S. government has issued the fine against Dish Network for $150,000 or 125,000 pounds for failing to move an old satellite far enough away from others in use. This is the EchoStar 7 satellite the company admitted liability over and agreed to a compliance plan with the FCC. But in the meantime, you know, they risk collisions with other satellites. So Dish just got fined $150,000 because of it. A self-professed comp sci politics finance nerd claims to have discovered a list of blacklisted websites that OpenAI's ChatGPT-4 will not drop them, including Breitbart and other conservative outlets like the Epoch Times. Ex-Twitter user Elephant Civic says he discovered the blacklist while asking ChatGPT to provide a list of credible and non-credible news sources. ChatGPT came back and explained that it is forbidden from using some sources as a result of the features in ChatGPT's large language model, like AI safety measures,
guardrails, data set, output, prompt, filtering, and the human-in-the-loop mechanisms designed to ensure the model operates within ethical, legal, and quality bounds. That means that all you right-wing news sources can't be part of ChatGPT, and we're further going to censor you. I told you ChatGPT was a libtard function. Told you. Sherry in Kansas, good morning.
Dave, hey, you're not going to know what that they put out yesterday unless you have one of those, you know, something to read the EMF signal with you. And who's, and then you have to know, probably get the latest and the greatest. So, you know, so we don't really know what they're doing. And the more I look into germ theory versus terrain theory, I don't think they're working on, the only thing they're working on, I think, on this, at these bio weapons labs, or, you know, level four, whatever is the latest and the greatest, is figuring out the frequency of these things.
Interesting. Yeah, because we all have human frequencies in our systems, don't we?
Well, and the more I, apparently now, Rife's, Royal Rife's great nephew has brought back, he's manufacturing a Rife machine again. And I've got an article in a book that Christopher Bird went looking. He was a health writer, and he went looking for the Rife machine shortly after Roy Rife died. And, you know, it was hard to find information on it, but he did write an article in New Age Journal in 1967, and he prints this as an appendix to a book about a guy that did a later microscope. And, you know, the reason they came after Roy Rife is because it just was going to expose the fallacies of the germ theory. And the germ theory is their ticket.
Yes, it is. Thank you for hitting that. I use a Rife machine every night, Sherry.
So, anyway.
Yeah.
Unless you have one of those, who can afford those things? And who knows if they're going to get the things that they're putting out? I've recently heard people talk about how they're putting so much more, they're seeing so much more power, like these cell towers. They used to, a lot of them used to just have a one-phase power going up, and now they have three phase, because I've got a cell tower to the east of me and one to the west, and the one to the west I pass more often, but it's just getting more and more antennas on it, you know. And
my
so anyway,
when will they stop? I wonder if we could put up some sort of a barrier to counter all of that and send it right back at them. That would be interesting,
well,
wouldn't it? If the people in the neighborhood all set up some sort of a shield and put it up there.
Now, what is, I've heard that there's some danger to broadband, but I don't know enough about broadband because they're wanting to put that out in the country, for us rural people.
Fiber optic, I would go more for that because of the fact that it uses light through the system than EMF. I think fiber optic is safer. I think that these modems, they put out EMF like everything else. So I think that's the bigger problem. What's going on right now is that's why the Stetsurizer is available. And we, you know, promote that here, for doing it, Sherry. I appreciate your call. It's,
I want to, even before this test, and I hear this noise, you know, I guess it might be described as tinnitus, but yesterday, even before the test, it seemed like it was, it's louder and it's still louder. And I don't know if it's something with me internally, but it's hard to get away from power lines. And I know it's related to the power lines.
Well, a lot of it is. EMF does contribute to tinnitus, or tinnitus, as some people refer to it. Good food for thought. We appreciate that. Let's see. We're at the break. Wow. Time flies when you're having fun. Richard Begg is supposed to be on the show with us here after these important words from the Power Hour and the Power Mall, which, by the way, is opening up in 5 minutes. So you can get on there and order the good stuff. I'm going to take my Strauss Heart Drops right now. You should be taking yours. We'll be back in a few. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.